有多少人曾经读过《撒母耳记上》的人，请举手一下，我看一看。
How many brothers and sisters ever read the First Samuel? Please raise your hands.
好，举高一点，我看一下。
Please raise up your hands.
好，请放下，谢谢哈。
Yeah, you can put your hands down. Thank you.
如果你没有读过的《撒母耳记上》呢？牧师鼓励你花一点时间读一读。
If you never read the book of First Samuel, as a pastor, I highly recommend you take your time to read the book of First Samuel.
因为从今天开始，我们会有一系列的信息是从撒母耳记出来的。
Because starting from today, every Sunday, we're going to have a series of worship sermon related to the first book of Samuel.
如果你读过了，是很久以前读过了，也鼓励你最近就开始每天灵修读一章。
If you read the book of First Samuel a long time ago, so I highly recommend you right now starting to review, reread the First Samuel again, chapter by chapter.
这样子你可以收到事半功倍的效果。
In this way, you can really learn more.
今天早上和大家一起思想的题目就是约柜的启示。
This morning, we're going to study.The revelation of the Ark of a Covenant.
我们大家先看一下这个约柜的样子。
So now look the picture of the Ark of a Covenant.
哇，金碧辉煌。
It's all golden color.
这约柜的上面呢有两个天使来守护。
Above the Ark of a Covenant, there are two guarding angels guarding the Ark of a Covenant.
大家都注意到了，这个天使用他的两个翅膀来遮住这个天使的脸。
If you pay attention, the two angels hide their face.
因为他们不敢来看这个施恩的宝座。
Because the angels do not dare to look at this Ark of the Covenant.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们的神是一位非常圣洁荣耀的神。
Because our God is so holy and so glorious.
以至于这么接近服侍神的天使都用翅膀遮住不敢来看神的荣耀。
Therefore, those angels, they're serving God. They do not dare to look at God's face. That's the reason why the angels hide their face by their wings.
那神的约柜就象征神的同在。
The representation, the meaning of the ark, the ark of a covenant means God is with His people.
大家读旧约都有印象。
When you read the Old Testament, you have this kind of impression.
就是因为以色列人常常有约柜的同在，以至于他们常常得胜主义。
The Israelites often win.Over the enemies on the battlefield, just because they had the Ark of a Covenant with them.
例如这个 Joshua, 这个约书亚带领以色列人进攻耶利哥城的时候
Just like when Joshua led the Israelites try to conquer, attack the city of Jericho.
大家还知道他们怎么得胜的吗
Do you know how did Joshua and the Israelites armies win over their enemies?
当时的利未人是抬着约柜绕着这个耶利哥城这个走路。
At that time, the people of Levit, they hold and lift up the ark of God, walk around the city of Jericho. They keep walking circle the city of Jericho.
利未人是专门服侍神的一个族一个派族。
The Levites are one of the tribes.They sincerely serve God.
所以这个利未人扛抬神的约柜在前面走呢，后面就跟着以色列的军兵。
The Levites lift up the Ark of Covenant in the front, followed by Israelite armies.
他们每天围着耶利哥城走一圈。
Every single day, they circle the city of Jericho for 7 times.
那么多人没有一点声音。
So many people, but they did not make any sound.
走到第七天，也就是走第七圈完的时候呢
？On the seventh day, when they complete the seventh circle,
这个时候所有的以色列人就大声呼喊。
At that moment, all the Israelites started to shout loudly.
结果什么事情发生了
？And then, what's the result? What happened?
你们告诉我。
You tell me.
什么事情发生了？ 耶利哥的城墙怎么样？坍塌了嘛，垮掉了。
The city wall of Jericho collapsed.
所以以色列人因此得胜走平。
Therefore, the Israelite armies win over their enemies at that battlefield.
以色列人之所以得胜，是因为神使他们得胜。
The reason why Israelites win is because was because God made them win.
所以当时的约柜就是象征神的同在，这个事情非常重要。
So at that time, the Ark of Covenant represented God was with His people. That was very important.
那么神的同在就给所有的以色列人有了一颗定心丸嘛。
When the Israelites know God was with them, God were with them, they were just so faithful. They have a peace in their heart.
以至于以色列人认为只要有约柜同在他们就一定得胜。
So Israelites just keep thinking as long as we have the Ark of Covenant we will win.
但是
But
但是一来大家就知道 something's wrong, right?
Well, when there's a but means something different, something wrong.
但是如果以色列人不听从神的话就算是把约柜扛来了也是没用。
Well, if the Israelites did not obey God's holy words, did not follow God's holy words, even though they lived up and had Ark of Covenant with them, it didn't make any difference. It was no use.
为什么？
Why?
因为神看重的是我们人内心对神的一个态度。
Because God truly pay attention.In our hearts, in our souls, to see if we truly have a faithful attitude toward God.
那才是最重要。
That was the most important thing.
在撒母耳记四章那里，我们看见了一个悲剧。
In the chapter 4 of the First Samuel, we saw a tragedy.
当时很凶悍的非利士人杀死了四千个以色列人。
At that time, the very fearful Philistines, they killed.4,000 Israelite armies.
以色列人就不明白说为什么会这个样子呢？
Israelites did not understand what happened.
那他们就要想办法了。
So they thought a solution.
请大家来看撒母耳记的上的四章的三到四节。
So look at 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 3 and 4.
我读给大家听。
I'll read it for you.
百姓回到营里，以色列的长老说，耶和华今日为何使我们败在非利士人面前呢？我们不如将耶和华的约柜从示罗抬到我们这里来，好在我们中间救我们脱离敌人的手。于是百姓打发人到示罗，从那里将坐在二基洛伯上的万军之耶和华的约柜抬来。以利的两个儿子何弗尼、非尼哈与神的约柜同来。
English part, please. Okay. The First Samuel, chapter 4, verse 3-4. When the soldiers returned to camp, the elder of Israel asked, "What did the Lord bring defeat on us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Lord's covenant."From Shiloh, so that he may go with us and save us from the hand of our enemies. So the people sent men to Shiloh, and they brought back the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas.Were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God?
以色列的长老以为只要把神的约柜抬来，就肯定得胜。
The elders of Israelites thought, as long as we bring the Ark of the Covenant, we will win.
真的吗？
Is that really true?
而且他们派谁去做这个事情呢？
And who did they send over to do this important task?
他们竟然派祭司以利的两个儿子去做这个事情。
They even sent the two sons of a priest Eli.
那祭司以利的两个儿子在当时可以说是声名狼藉。
At that time, the two sons of Eli Eli was the priest. His two sons did not have a good reputation.
因为这两个人不但好吃懒做呢，而且藐视耶和华的律法。
These two sons, they did not just being a very lazy people. They also ignore God's holy rules.
藐视耶和华的律法已经是相当严重。
They ignore God's holy laws. That was a very serious stuff.
不但如此，这两个人还和圣殿前的妇人苟合行淫。
Not being lazy and ignore God's holy laws, they were even committed to adulteries with other women in front of the holy temple.
想一想看，派这样的两个人去抬约柜，怎么会讨神的喜悦？
Think about it. They sent these two people, these two persons, to come to lift and bring the Ark of a Covenant.How can God be pleased with this task?
以色列人以为约柜运来了，神也就被抬过来了。
Israelites thought, as long as we bring the Ark of the Covenant, God will be brought it over also.
以色列人认为他们一定会得胜的。
Israelites thought, for sure they would win.
他们忘记了，其实神并不住在人手所造的约柜里面。
They totally forgot. They totally forgot. God was not sitting in the Ark of a Covenant. The Ark of Covenant was made by human beings' hands.
最重要的是人心要敬畏神，人要听从遵行神的话。
The most important thing is people, human being, we need to have a fearful heart.And a faithful heart toward God, we need to obey God's holy words.
啊，以色列人和非利士人开始打仗了。
So Israelites started to battle with the Philistines.
结果这次更惨。
Well, this time it's even worse.
上一次死了4000人。
Last time there were 4,000 Israelite soldiers passed away, died.
这一次死了30,000人。
This time 30,000 Israelite soldiers died.
大家想想看。
Well, let's think about it.
死了30,000人，这个尸体遍布。
Well, when 30,000 people died, you would see all the dead bodies all over the battlefield.
那这到底给我们什么启示呢？
So what can we learn from this lesson?
答案在《生命记》的13:10。
The answer is at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 3, verse 4.
啊，我们一起读一下。
Let us all read together.
来。你们要顺从耶和华你们的神，敬畏他，谨守他的诫命，听从他的话，侍奉他，专靠他。
It is the Lord your God you must follow, and him you must revere. Keep his commandments and obey him, serve him and hold fast to him.
单单这一节提醒我们5件大事。
Only this one words remind us.Five important things.
第一个就是要顺从神。
First, follow God. First of all, obey to God.
第二个敬畏神。
Number two, respect and be fearful of God.
第三个要听从神的话。
Number three, listen to God's holy words.
第四个要侍奉神。
Number four, serve your God.
第五个要百分之百的专靠神。
Number five, rely on your God solely.
以上五点我们都做到了吗？
The above five points I just mentioned, have you already act on it?
如果你问我说为什么要做到这五点呢？
So if you ask me why I should follow that five important points,
其实神是为我们的好处。
Because God wants us to do it.For our own benefit.
因为我们大家都知道神深深爱着我们每一个人。
Because we all know God loves every single one of us deeply.
所以神想要祝福我们。
So God wants to bless us.
神想要祝福我们，我们就需要听从神的话。
God wants to bless us, therefore we need to obey God's holy words.
比方说在旧约里面，神为什么要颁给人十诫呢？
Well, just like in the book of Old Testament, why God blessed people to have the Ten Commandments.
因为对我们有好处。
Because the Ten Commandments are beneficial to us.
第一诫就讲到一个很重要的真理。
The first commandment give us a truth.
出埃及记二十章二节。
In the book of Exodus.
除我以外，你不可以有别的神。
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. There is no other gods before me.
如果有福音朋友问你说为什么呢？
If there are some seekers asking you why,
你的答案是什么？
What is your answer going to be?
你要随时准备好答案，对吧？
You need to be really prepared.
你要告诉别人说因为别的神都是假的神。
You should answer them that because all other gods are fake gods.
整个宇宙万物只有一位独一的真神。
Among the whole universe, there is one and only true God.
那就是我们所信的神。
That's the God we truly believe in.
哦，这个真理很重要。
That is a really important truth.
我们知道在当时的迦南文化呢，有很多其他的民族是拜偶像的。
We know at that time, the Canaan culture was very popular. A lot of tribes, a lot of nations worship all different kinds of idols.
所以以色列人受他们的影响。
So Israelites were severely influenced by them.
所以以色列人也希望哦，这个肉眼可以看得到，手可以摸得到的啊，一个偶像来敬拜。
So Israelites are worshiping and idolizing those idols. They can touch by their hands and by their eyes.
以至于他们不知不觉地把约柜本身也当作一个偶像来敬拜。
Therefore, little by little, maybe intentionally, they started to idolize and worship the Ark of Covenant.
这是一个大错特错的观点。
That was very, very wrong.
这也说明以色列人迷信约柜的同在，却不知道神已经离开他们。
That was because Israelites just idolized the Ark of a Covenant, worshipped the Ark of a Covenant, and totally forgot, totally did not realize God was no longer with them anymore.
为什么神会离开以色列人呢？
Why did God leave Israelites?
因为以色列人顽梗背逆，不肯听从神的话。
Because Israelites were so stubborn, they did not obey God's holy word. They were so rebellious.
他们的悖逆非常让神伤心难过。
Their rebellion were just make God feel so, so sad.
所以以色列人不但被敌人杀死了三万人惨败。
Therefore, the Israelite soldiers, more than 30,000, were killed by the enemies.
而且连约柜也被敌人掳走了。
Even the Ark of a Covenant was captured by the enemy.
那当时的大祭司以利听到了这个消息呢？
At that time, the priest Eli heard the news.
他从座位上往后一倒，跌断脖子就死掉了。
And he fell back on his feet and broke his neck and died.
以利的两个儿子也在战场上被非利士人杀死。
And the two sons of priest Eli also were killed in the battlefield by the enemies.
连以利的儿媳妇听见了神的约柜被掳去了。
When the daughter-in-law of priest Eli heard the Ark of the Covenant was captured by the enemy.
而且知道自己的公公和自己的丈夫都死了。
And she knew her father-in-law and her husband both died already.
所以她遭受了很大的打击。
So she was just extremely sad.
这也加速了她生产的过程。
She was pregnant at that time. She was forced into labor.
当她快要生孩子的时候，知道自己也快要死了。
Before she gave birth, and she realized she was dying too.
就给自己的孩子取名叫以加富。
Therefore, she named her child Etchabal.
这个以加富名字的意思就是神的荣耀已经离开以色列。
The meaning of the name Etchabal means the God's glory has departed from Israel.
这是一件非常悲惨的事情。
That was truly a tragedy.
那以色列人的问题到底出在哪里？
So what was the problem for the Israelites?
第一个就是他们没有真正的遵行神的话。
First, they did not truly obey God's holy words.
其次就是他们迷信约柜本身有能力。
Second, well, they idolized and worshipped the Ark of a Covenant, thought the Ark of a Covenant was full of power.
他们把约柜当作一个偶像来敬拜，犯了一个很大的错误。
They worshipped and idolized the Ark of a Covenant. That was really, really wrong.
那看看我们今天的世界呢？
Well, look at the world around us today.
撒旦魔鬼是不是把各种不同的偶像摆在人的面前呢？
Don't you think the devil Satan put all kinds of idols in front of human beings?
有人什么都不信。
Some people, they do not believe in anything.
单单只信钱。
They just believe in money.
所以有钱能使什么？鬼推。
They thought money can do everything. Money even can make all different kinds of ghosts working for them.
哇，谁有钱都能够使大鬼小鬼帮你推磨，帮你做事，你看多威风啊！
If you're rich, you can even make all kinds of ghosts work for you. See how rich and powerful you are.
难怪世界里面很多人不择手段的拼命的要钱。
No wonder in this world, so many people, they don't care what kind of a means they try their own best to try to become rich, have as much money as they can.
有的甚至是要钱不要命，到后面都没有什么好下场。
Some people, they so chase for money, they don't even care about their own life.
有的人呢，追求权力。
Some people, they are chasing for the power.
哦，权力就变成他的偶像了。
Power become their idol.
他也拼命结交有权有势的人。
They try their best, use all their means, try to be associated with those powerful people.
权力会常常腐败一个人的心灵。
A lot of times, power can really corrupt people's soul, people's hearts.
看看中外古今许多的独裁者，不都是这样吗？
Look at, no matter in the Chinese history or other nations' history, a lot of the dictators are like that.
还有我们很多的华人
Well, a lot of Chinese people
拜妈祖拜关公拜土地公拜土地婆拜财神爷
They worship all kinds of different idols. You name it, they worship it.
什么都拜
They worship anything they can think about it.
有的时候他自己也不知道拜的是什么
Well, they didn't even know what they are truly worshiping for.
这是一件很可惜很悲哀的事情
It's such a pitiful thing. It's a tragedy.
因为他们不知道他们拜的是假的神。
Because they don't even know they're worshiping the fake gods.
想一想看。
Think about it.
凡是用人的手、金银铜铁木所造出来的偶像都是假的神。
But think about it. Those idols, they were made by human beings' hands. Even though they're made of gold, silver, bronze, wood, they're all made by human beings' hands. So they're fake.
我们要帮助那些人明白一个真理。
We need to help those people realize one truth.
请问，独一的真神是可以用人的手制造出来的吗
？Think about it. The one and only true God. Can this one and only true God be made by human beings' hands?
当然不行。
Of course not.
但是有不少的人就是这么的糊涂。
Of course, a lot of people they are quite foolish.
自己就跟着邻居跟着朋友去拜
They follow their friends, they follow their neighbors to worship those idols.
因此许多人上了撒旦的当自己还不知道
Therefore they were trapped, they were fooled by Satan. They did not even realize that.
那撒旦魔鬼把各式各样的偶像摆在人的面前以至于挡住了人找到独一的真神
The devil Satan put all kinds of idols, fake gods, in front of people. So in this way, those fake idols, fake gods, they block people's eyes so people wouldn't see the one true God.
但是感谢赞美神。
But praise the Lord.
你知道吗
Do you know?
他们虽然找不到独一的真神。
Even though those people could not find the true God,
但是独一的真神却主动的来找他们。
The one and the true God initiated and come to find those people.
因为主耶稣说。
Because Jesus Christ said.
说我来的是要寻找拯救失丧。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
请我们大家再来读一遍路加十九章十节好吗
？Now let's read again the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10.
来，请人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to serve the lost, to save the lost.
耶稣基督从天上来到地上。就是要主动的来寻找很多迷失的人。
Jesus Christ came to earth from heaven. He did that to initiate it to come to this world to find, to seek for those lost sheep.
我们感谢他，因为他主动的，我再三强调是神主动的来寻找我们这些迷失的人。
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ because he took the initiation, came to the earth and to seek for those lost sheep.
大家都知道这个羊呢是缺少方向感。
We all know sheep, they don't have sense of direction.
所以需要一位牧羊的人。
Therefore, they need a shepherd.
所有的迷羊都需要一位好的牧羊人。
All the lost sheep need a great shepherd.
耶稣基督就是那位最好最棒的牧羊。
Jesus Christ is the best, the greatest shepherd.
神是如此的爱我。
Lord loves us so much, so deeply.
他说了一个比喻。
He said a metaphor.
他说有一个牧羊人，他有一百只羊。
Well, once upon a time, there was a shepherd. He had 100 sheep.
有一只走失了。
There was one lost.
结果他就暂时放下那九十九只，去找了一只迷失的羊回来。
Therefore, the shepherd temporarily put aside that 99 sheep, but looked for that one lost sheep.
啊，你如果用今天的经济学的角度去看这个事情
，Well, if you look at this thing by today's world's economic view.
哎，你掉了一只羊，但是你还有九十九只啊。
Well, you lost one sheep, but you still have 99 sheep.
你知道有的人会怎么想吗
？Do you know some people think some way？
我还有九十九只，那一只就算了算了，放弃了吧。
Well, I already have, you know, now 99 sheep. There's one lost. That's okay. Let it go.
真的有的人是这样想。
Well, a lot of people they do think that way.
但是感谢主，我们的主不是这样的。
But praise our Lord did not think that way.
即使有九十九只，但是那一只在他的眼中一样的宝贝。
Even though he had that 99 sheep, that one lost sheep, that only one seemed very precious to him in his eyes.
所以主耶稣暂时放下九十九只，一定要把那只迷失的那一只羊给找回来。
Therefore, our Lord put aside temporarily for that 99 sheep, and for sure, he want to find and see that one lost sheep.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
原来我们每一个人在主的眼中是何等的宝贵。
In fact, every single one of us is so precious in our Jesus Christ Lord's eyes.
以至于耶稣基督付上极大的代价，把我们一个一个一个的找回来。
Therefore, no matter what kind of cost it took.Jesus Christ will still find every single one of us.
这就是耶稣基督为我们上了十字架的真理。
That is the truth why Jesus Christ went up to the cross for us.
然后主耶稣在约翰福音十四章十五节这样对我们说。
Therefore, Jesus said in the book of John.
好，我们一起读一下来。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
The book of John, chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commands.
你爱主吗
？Do you love God?
还是爱你自己过于爱主
？Or you love yourself more than love your Lord?
如果你真的爱主，你有没有遵守主的命令呢
？But if you truly love your Lord, do you keep His commands?
那到底什么是主的命令
？So what are God's commands?
啊，主耶稣说的第一个诫命是什么？
What is the first commandment God told us?
第一个就是你要尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神了。
Try your best, all your heart, all your soul, to love your God, love your Lord.
第二个呢？
What is it number two?
就是要彼此相爱。
Love each other.
第三个呢
？Number three.
就是你要遵从主的大使命，去传扬耶稣基督的福音。
You need to obey and follow the great mission and tell all the people about the great news, the gospel.
以上的三点就是主给我们的吩咐。
The above three things are the commands God gave to us.
所以我们真的要加油了。
So we need to encourage each other and work hard toward those three things.
如果你仔细回想观察一下我们教会的情况。
So if you really think about our church situation.
你算算从今年一月到现在五月，主带领了多少新朋友来到我们当中。
Think about just this year, from January to May, only 5 months, God led so many new people to our church.
我鼓励大家要记住新朋友的姓。
I encourage you to remember the surname of the new people who visit our church.
每一次上一个主日来的新朋友，我们都登在主日的这个登在这个周报上面。
For example, last Sunday, if there are new, there were new friends who came over visit our church, we all printed the name on the church bulletin. You can find by today's church bulletin.
以至于他下次来的时候，你可以欢迎他，叫得出他的名字。
So next time, if they come over again, you welcome them by greeting them with their surname.
不要还是哎呀，张弟兄啊，李姐妹，永远我们这几个 buddy buddy， 别人都没看见，这个很可惜啊。
Not just, oh, hi, Brother Zhang and Sister Lee, they're buddy buddies in the church. It's always they associate with each other, don't even see other people.
主耶稣要我们爱邻舍如同自己。
Jesus Christ, our Lord, told us we need to love our neighbors just like we love ourselves.
话说有一对美国夫妇呢，住在 Houston 旁边的一个小镇。
Once upon time, there were American couple. They lived not far away, a small town from Houston.
这一对老夫老妻呢，彼此非常相爱。
They're old couples. They love each other dearly.
但是很不幸呢，这个老先生突然有一天这个心脏病发作就走了。
Very sad. It was a tragedy. One day, the husband passed away suddenly because of heart attack.
所以就留下老太太一个人呢，非常的孤单。
Therefore, he left behind his widow, a old lady, and she was so lonely.
他们这个隔壁的邻居知道了这个消息。
So the next door neighbor knew the situation.
隔壁的妈妈呢，就做了一点这个 spaghetti 呢，要她的小女儿呢，送去给这个。这个单身的老太太。
The next door neighbor knew the situation, cooked some Italian spaghetti, asked her daughter to bring the meal to the old lady.
然后这个妈妈也引导她五岁的小孩说，你也可以做一点什么来安慰这个隔壁的老太太。
And the mother also guided the little girl, said, what can you do to comfort the old lady next door?
这个小女孩听了说，好啊，我也想一想做一点什么来送给这个隔壁的老太太。
So after the little girl heard her mother's words, said, let me think about it. I think I need to do something to comfort the old lady.
到了晚上呢，这个小女孩就把妈妈做的这个意大利面呢送给隔壁的老太太了。
In the evening time, the little girl brought over the spaghetti her mother made. So she brought the spaghetti meal to the old lady.
然后这个小女孩呢，也送给这个张奶奶一个 bandage.
And the little girl also gave the grandma Zhang, the old lady, a piece of a bandage.
对这个张奶奶说。
So she told grandma Zhang.
哎呀，我们很难过，听说张爷爷过世了。
We are all very, very sad to hear Grandpa Zhang passed away.
我也知道张奶奶，你可能你的心都碎了。
I know, Grandpa Zhang, your heart must be broken.
所以我送你一个 bandage 呢，希望能够把你破碎的心给补起来。
So I give you this piece of a bandage. Hopefully, this bandage help you to heal your heart.
这张奶奶一听呢，当然就破涕为笑。
Well, of course, Grandma Zhang, after she heard the little girl's words, she broke into tears.
这么可爱的小女孩。
What a lovely little girl.
后来这个张奶奶甚至把这个 bandage 呢用镜框挂啊框起来挂在墙上。
Later on, Grandma Zhang even framed this piece of a bandage and hung up on her wall.
啊，就像大家现在看到这样这个镜框里面一个 bandage 一样。
Just like the picture you see on the screen.
张奶奶提醒自己不要过度的悲伤。
So Grandma Zhang reminded herself not to be overly sad.
应该打起精神来好好的过日子。
Need to encourage herself and live a good life.
弟兄姐妹，这个故事给我们什么启发呢？
So, brother and sister, what can we learn from this story?
提醒我们可以在日常生活当中常常分享耶稣的爱。
It reminds us in our daily lives, we often need to share Jesus Christ's love.
这个世界真的需要神的爱。
This world really needs God's love.
啊，明天是纪念这些啊，这个 Memorial Day 一些这个退伍军人一些这个葬啊，这个为国家啊的这个牺牲的一些家属他们的一些啊这样的一个节日。
Tomorrow is Memorial Day. Tomorrow will be Memorial Day. Memorial Day is to celebrate and comfort those people who lost their life for the country back veterans and also their family members.
他们为美国这个国家付上了很大的代价。
They pay a huge cost for this country, America.
我看了新闻也很难过。
Well, when I saw the news, I felt sad.
哦，在这个 homeless people 里面有11%是这些退伍军人。
Among the homeless people, 11% of them are the retired veterans.
而那些在伊拉克、在阿富汗打仗回来的军人，每2天有一位军人自杀。
The veterans who retired come back from the battlefield in Iraq, in Afghanistan, 2 people each day almost, just they killed themselves, they committed suicide.
其实主耶稣叫我们做一个感恩的人嘛。
Jesus Christ tells us we need to be the people full of the heart of thanksgiving.
其实不但是这些军人，还有包括警察、消防队员，他们都是在冒着生命来保护我们的安全。
Not just those soldiers, also includes the police officers and the firefighters. They sacrifice their life, risk their life for our safety.
看看我们当中的亲朋好友，有很多也是在各种压力之下。
Look around our family members, our loved ones. A lot of them under stress.
他们需要我们为他们祷告。
They need us to pray for them.
多一点关怀他们。
Well, let's comfort them, care.
你知道谁需要探访的？请告诉牧师或者师母。
Who do you know they really need to have more care? Please come over, inform me and inform my wife.
我很乐意去探访那些需要的。
I would love to go visit and give a comfort and care for those people who are in need.
所以这个重点就是求主使用我们成为一个爱的使者。
The important thing is God, please use us.To be the angel of love, the angel of care.
那想要成为爱的使者，必须先成为一个听从神话语的人。
If you want to be the ambassador of love from God, you need to be the person who obey God's holy words.
因为在撒母耳记上的15:22这样提醒我们说。
Because in the book First Samuel chapter 15:22, Lord reminded us this way.
耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话？
But Samuel replied, Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord?
什么意思？
What does that mean?
如果一个人奉献再多的牛羊给神，还不如完全顺服神。
If this person offers a lot of burnt offerings like cows and sheep, that's not as important as, you know, follow, obey God's words in God's eyes.
所以听命，听从神的命令胜于献祭，听从神的话胜过你献的祭。
Therefore, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of the fat of rams.
当时的以色列人就是因为没有好好听从神的话。
At that time, the Israelites did not obey God's holy word.
所以让神是非常的伤心难过。
Therefore, God was really sad by Israelites' actions.
就像一个孩子不肯听从他爸爸妈妈的话。
Just like a child consistently disobeys the parents' words.
那这个爸爸妈妈是想尽了所有的方法，但是这个孩子呢，还是顽梗悖逆。
And the father and mother, they thought of all kinds of ways, use all kinds of means to help the child to be obedient, but the child just decided to be very very rebellious, disobeyed.
所以父母当然会非常的伤心难过。
Therefore, the parents must have felt very sad.
难怪神的荣耀离开了以色列。
No wonder God's glory left, depart from Israel.
以色列人还糊里糊涂地去敬拜约柜的本身。
And the Israelites were so foolish to keep worshiping the Ark of Covenant.
其实他们应该检讨自己。
What they need to do is to self-examine themselves.
他们需要真正的悔改归正，才能得到神的赦免。
They truly need to realize and acknowledge their mistakes and repent back in front of God.
请大家来读约翰一书一章九节。
Please read the first John.
来，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins.And purify us from all unrighteousness.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
在人生的道路上，我们难免有犯错的时候。
Along our life journeys, we cannot avoid those mistakes.
但是重要的是，我们要能够知错能改。
The most important thing, when we realize and acknowledge our mistakes, we need to confess our sin.For God to God and repent.
我们要赶快地回到神的面前来。
We need to quickly repent and back to God.
认罪悔改。
Confess and repent.
立志做一个讨神喜悦的人。
And have a strong will said, I want to be the person who will please the God.
立志每天听从神的话。
Have a strong will, be faithful said,Hey, we need to be the people who follow God's holy words on daily.
这样的人必定蒙神大大的祝福。
This kind of people will be well blessed by God.
今天的题目是约柜的启示。
Today, the title of the sermon is the revelation of the Ark of Covenant.
有三个重点。
Three important things.
请我们大家一起来读好吗
？Let us all read together.
第一个，来，约柜虽然象征神的同在。但是人必须要遵行神的话。
Although the ark symbolizes that God is with us, but men must follow God's word.
第二，来，只有谦卑顺服的人才能彰显神的荣耀。
The glory of God can only be manifested through the one who are humble and submissive.
第三，来，在平常生活中做一个分享主爱的。
Let's share God's love in our daily lives.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us all pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你将撒母耳记上摆在我们的面前。
Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us to have the first book of Samuel.
让我们从以色列人失败的教训当中学到功课。
Let us learn the lessons from the tragedies and failures of the Israelite army.
因为你看重的是我们内心对你的态度。
Because you look for the attitude.From our true heart and our souls.
因为你是圣洁的神。
Because you are a holy God.
我们要做圣洁的儿女。
We need to be the holy children.
因为你是公义的神。
Because you are a just, righteous God.
我们做人处事也要公公平平。
Therefore, we need to be a fair and a justful person.
我们要做一个诚实的人。
We need to be an honest person.
求主来兴旺你自己的教会。
God, please.Revive and make your own church thriving.
带领我们加添我们的信心、爱心和盼望。
Lead us and give us a strength, give us hope and strengthen our faith.
祝福我们的小朋友、我们的年轻人。
Bless our children, bless our youth.
祝福我们的年长的。
Bless our elderly.
我们在这里也再一次为这些啊、这些啊、退伍军人还有他们的家属祷告。
One more time today, here we pray for those veterans and their family members.
求你安慰的灵亲自安慰他们。
Please comfort their hearts and souls.
在他们这一个非常困难的时间。
During their tough time in their lives.
很多的家庭失去了父亲。
A lot of families lost the fathers.
求主帮助我们做一个每天感恩的人。
Father, please make us to be the people. Every day, we will have a heart of a full of thanksgiving.
我们没有一句抱怨的话。
No words of complaints.
我们只有感谢再感谢。
We just need to thank you, Lord. Say thank you, Lord, and praise the Lord all the time.
因为我们能够存活，都是你的恩典。
Because we can live today.
我们能够来。
来
到你的圣殿，你的教堂来敬拜你，也是我们的福气。
House to worship you is all because of the blessing you've been blessed to us.
求主塑造我们。
Lord Father, please mold us.
因为你是陶匠，我们是泥土。
Because you are the creator, we are the earth, we are the dirt.
求主塑造我们成为贵重的器皿。
So we can be the precious utensil for you.
被你所使用。
So we can be used by you, Lord.
特别在生活日常生活当中。
Especially.
关心关怀那些有需要的人
care for other people who are in need
去分享你的爱
share God's love with them
谢谢你听我们的祷告
Lord Father, thank you for listening to our prayers
奉耶稣基督的名
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ